A reggae icon, singer, songwriter, and percussionist Bunny Wailer died in Kingston, Jamaica this morning. He was 73 years old and had suffered a stroke last July. Alongside Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, he was a founding member of the Wailers. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has this remembrance.
Bunny Wailer, born Neville O'Reilly Livingston, was just 15 years old when the Wailers had their first hit in Jamaica in 1963 with the song Simmer Down. The Wailers were a tight-knit group. Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer literally grew up together from early childhood. Marley's mother and Wailer's father had become a couple and had a daughter together. The aspiring singers met Peter Tosh and formed the band eventually known as the Wailers in 1963. And you can hear Bunny Wailer's sweet, high harmonies on some of the band's biggest hits. By the early 1970s, the Wailers had started to see international success, touring England and the U.S. But by 1974, both Bunny Wailer and Peter Tosh had left the band, in part because attention was focused on making Marley a solo star. By that point, Wailer was recording singles in his own right and had created his own record label. He viewed his 1976 solo album Black Heart Man as an artistic and spiritual triumph, and it became a reggae classic. She can be Black Heart Man, children. In the early 1990s, Bunny Wailer won 3 Grammy Awards, and in 2017, he was given the Order of Merit by the Jamaican government, one of his country's highest honors. 1 year earlier, in an interview in New York, during his first U.S. tour in more than 2 decades, Wailer told NPR what he hoped to accomplish.
I would just like to keep on singing ska, rock steady, and reggae music. That's my legacy, to sing for you people and to teach you people of what I've known by singing this music.
For his fans around the world, that legacy is assured. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.